What's going on, guys? Last time you heard was before the Amine concert. I would just like to say that may have been the best live performance I've ever seen, obviously minus the Chainsmokers. You guys know I am a Chainsmokers dick rider. But for real, Amine put on a hell of a show. Tokyo wasn't bad either. I was kind of hating on him before we listened, but the more I listened to Tokyo, the more I like him. And it's spelled Towkio, I think. But yeah, man. And the Grog Shop, that's where we saw him. It's in Cleveland or Euclid Heights or whatever. But the venue was very intimate. And what I mean by that is it wasn't a huge room. So, literally, like, he could look at everybody in the crowd, you know what I mean? So, it was really cool. Like, we weren't in the front. We were closer to the back, but was still amazing. And, we get behind, well, okay, so, this group of girls, we're in front of them, and they somehow weasel their fucking themselves in front of us. These girls had, like, weave, and it was the fakest shit I've ever seen. Me and JC were, like, laughing the whole time because of how fake it was. It looked like ramen noodles. but these girls had the most obnoxious bags I've ever seen, okay? These bags were so fucking big. Like, dude, what are you doing with those? Why did you bring those to a concert, man? Hey, you're gonna be cramped. Why bring that big ass bag? There's no room for that here. They're, man, it was just so obnoxious, and they smelled so bad. Like, they, And that's not a thing. Like, race has nothing to do with this. These girls, like, they just didn't wear deodorant, and they just smelled like armpit. It was very, very gross. And I said the race thing because I said that they had weave, so obviously you know that they were black girls. I don't give a fuck about that. What I have an issue with is that, because there's white people that are real shitty too, but these girls, like, weaseled their way in front of us with these enormous bags, and then smelled like shit. But the show was great. I had a blast. JC, I think she had a blast too. It was a really good time. Okay, so the next day, she's like laying down, whatever. I said, yeah, I'll go get us coffee. That's fine. So I go get us coffee, but I go to Target because Target has Starbucks in it, right? So I killed two birds with one stone. Get my shit, and I'll get Starbucks. So, go to Target. I'm at Target, whatever. Then I go to the Starbucks. JC wanted a bagel and then her fucking caramel macchiato, whatever it is. So, anyway, I go to the counter, and I say, yeah, can I get a bagel with just, like, butter? And the girl looks me in the face, says, we don't have bagels. We're out of bagels. I'm like, okay, whatever. JC could deal without a bagel. Then I say, okay, well, can I get a caramel macchiato with extra caramel? Looks me in the face again, says, we're out of caramel. So, I'm irritated now. I say, all right, well, what do you have? You ready for this? The audacity to look me in the face and say, we have everything. So I look her back in the face. I look her right in the eye and I say, well, you don't, okay? She says, we have everything. You don't? And she's like, yeah, we have everything besides, like, the bagel and the caramel stuff. I go, all right, well, that's what I wanted. I wanted a bagel and a caramel macchiato from my girl. Okay, not now you're interfering with my lady. So I was fed up. I was like, you don't have everything. And I just was like, all right, I'll just go to a different Starbucks. She goes, okay, are you sure? Hey, you don't have two of the three things that I want. I didn't even ask if they had what I wanted. It's pretty simple, but wouldn't put it past them. You didn't have it. Why would I order from you? And the other girl's like, what did he want? And she's like, he wanted a bagel and caramel drink. And I was like, okay, now you're making me look like a bitch. Like, it's my caramel macchiato, okay? It's just, I'm like, all right, I'll just go somewhere else. And she was like, are you sure? Yeah, pretty sure you don't have what I want. So, yeah, I'm going to go somewhere else, dude. Can we talk about how, especially guys, you know your girlfriend's pissed off if you guys have planned. This happened to me after the concert. JC got mad at me because I don't even know why she was mad at me. But we had plans to go get food after the concert, and we're driving. And I go, all right, babe, what do you want to get to eat? Do you want to go to like Arby's or Denny's or what do you want? I'm not hungry anymore. I'm like, oh, fuck, she's pissed. That's how you know it's the real deal, is if your girlfriend says, I'm not hungry anymore. Because girls will argue with you for about 10 minutes about where they want to go to eat. Look, ladies, if you have a place in mind of where you want to go to eat, just say it. Don't make me guess. This is how the conversation usually goes. Ready? You want to go get something to eat? Yeah, that's fine. All right, cool. Where do you want to go? All right, where do you want to go? Then they always say, I don't know. Where do you want to go? And I'm like, well, what kind of food are you in the mood for? That's my next answer, my next question. What kind of food are you in the mood for? You want to get Mexican? You want to do Italian? You want to do like, she's vegetarian, so it's like, you want to get veggie burger? And she goes, I don't know, whatever you want. All right, well, how about we go to, how about we get Mexican? Yeah, I don't really want Mexican. All right. How about Italian? Yeah, I don't know. What else? Okay. Feel like, might be wrong, but I feel like you got something in mind, and you're waiting for me to guess it, so it's still, like, my choice, but really it's what you want. Okay, how about veggie burger? No. All right, how about something easy? How about like Swenson's? Okay, if that's what you want. I just named what I wanted. Are you serious? I just named what I wanted. What do you want? And then it's like that scene in The Notebook where Ryan Gosling, is that who's in The Notebook? He's like asking her, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And she's like crying like a little bitch. And he's like, God damn it, what do you want? That's how I feel every time I ask where you want to eat. By the way, if the this sounds better or worse, let me know, because you know how like usually when I say the P, anything with a P, it like pops real hard, real, real hard. When I say P words, it just freaking pops. So I like wrap cotton, like I stretched it out and wrapped it around the microphone because I'm waiting for the microphone covers to come in. So that might be what's making it sound better or worse, so let me know. But yeah, man, it's just like, girls, you know what you want to eat, just tell us. And then you like try to make us seem like we're bad guys because we don't know, we can't guess what. It's like, ah, man, I don't know. Like, you're talking to like a little kid and you're asking him stuff, and the little kid's like, well, I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say. That's how we are. In our brains, you're like, where do you want to eat? And our brains are like, well, I don't know what the right answer is, because I know you know the answer. So, what should I say? Should I say one thing or the other thing? That's what it's like for us. So just stop torturing us, please. I just help so many guys out. I hope maybe just one guy, because I think I only have one girl listener. I think it's JC. So I might have just inadvertently helped myself out, which would be cool. So JC was like telling me a story about, she's like, yeah, I got pink eye one time in Florida. I was 11. And you know what I started thinking is, if you ever talk about pink eye, it's very important to say what age you got it at. Because you get pink eye, you're 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You know, that's one thing. It's like, oh, I wonder what happened. Like, you just got a little weird infection in your eyeball, buddy. And he's like, yeah, my eyeball itches. It's a little bit red and it waters a lot. But it's a very different conversation if you're 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and you get pink eye, and all your friends are like, you were eating ass, and you're just like, Kanye shrug. Or somebody's like, oh, who farted on your eyeball? And it's like such a stupid joke. It's like, but you got poop particles in your eye. Look, man, I feel like we need to kill that joke, because it's really not even funny. Like, just be funnier. Look, I'm not saying you're not funny. I'm just saying be funnier. Look, you're 20 years old. You got pink eye. Oh, what were you doing? They do like the shoulder shrug thing where they like hit your shoulder with their shoulder. And it's like, oh. Dude, no. No. It's not funny. It's not funny. Look, pink eye is welcomed in the cult. If you get if you're in the cult and you get pink eye, it's no big deal. We don't ask questions. Because we don't want to put you on a hot seat. I told you, it's a very loving cult we're in. So loving, unless you have an eyeball tattoo. Like I told you guys before, get eyeball tattoo, get kicked out. Get eyeball tattoo, get kicked out. You know? Remember like when you were younger? Because I just thought about this, because like young kids, like when young kids with pink eyes, so I started thinking about young kids in relationships. You know how like when you're younger and you had your high school sweetheart and then you guys broke up? Can we just say, like, when you were 16, like, you lost your virginity to her, she lost hers to you, it was, like, magical. Thank God you didn't get married to those girls. And if you did, I'm sorry, but it's going to get worse right now. If you got married to your high school sweetheart, just think about this. Get married to your high school sweetheart, she's going to be curious if you're the only guy that she's ever slept with. You know, maybe it was fun for a while. Maybe you guys had something magical in the bedroom, but maybe not. What if, this is just a what if, you weren't doing a job for her. You're out working real hard, okay? And then, one day you come home, the house just smells like pussy and ass and sweat and bad decisions. You're like, what is that smell? It doesn't smell like tacos. She's like, yeah, honey, I'm cooking tacos. And you're like, that doesn't smell like doesn't smell like tacos. And then you're like walking through the house and you just hear, and then you hear her like moaning and shit, and you're like, what's going on? What's happening? You walk in, she's with that guy that she hired to do some yard work, or her trainer. She's with her trainer, and this dude's just going balls to the wall on your high school sweetheart that you thought was going to just be the one. You thought she was the one, and you're out at work, and she's getting railed. And you walk in at like the part where like he's just busting on her. Then what? Puts you in a weird place, doesn't it? So just thank the man upstairs, or whatever you believe in. If not, just thank luck that you didn't marry that high school sweetheart, because you think you saved yourself some heartbreak. People are turning off the podcast right now. If not, thank you. But do you also remember, like, when you were younger and, like, you weren't broken up, but shit wasn't going so good, and you thought you guys were going to fix it? You really thought, you know what, maybe we can fix this. And you were like, well, maybe we just need... She was like, maybe we need some space. And you're like, oh, but I don't want space from you. I love you. And she's like, but I can't be with you anymore. We need some space, a time apart, because absence makes the heart grow fonder. Right? She said that bullshit. And you're like, you just panicked. Your heart dropped. Your stomach felt like it was, like, crunching up. You're like, you want space from me? But I love you. And she's like, yeah, but we're just together too much. And you're like, you start panicking, you're like freaking the fuck out. You're like, well, can we go to a movie tomorrow? And she's like, dude, what the fuck don't you get, dumb motherfucker? We need some space, bitch. And you're like, you're 16. Where'd you learn to swear like that? She's like, movies, asshole. My dad talks like that to my mom, asshole. So, like, fucking deal with it. Don't be such a pussy. And you're like, oh, no. But I thought this was... you said forever. She's like, I'm gonna start bringing home other dudes like my dad brings home other girls and makes me call him auntie. And I don't know why she just got super ghetto. She just hit puberty, I think. She actually just went through puberty in the time that this conversation, this argument started to when it ended. And you're still like, you're still trying to grow that gross patchy mustache. And you're like, no, I don't want to break up with you. And then you guys break up like a week later because she's like, I told you we needed space, motherfucker. And you gave me no space, so I'm gonna go get some dick somewhere else then. And you're like, but... And then you cry, and I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. I have no clue where I was going with that. It started as a solid bit, and I think it fell apart when she turned super ghetto. So sorry for that. I'm so sorry, guys, for that stupid bit in my podcast. You know what else? Look, this isn't stupid. I'm gonna sound like a fucking asshole, but I feel like somebody needs to say this. So, like, the Harvey Weinstein thing, fucking awful, okay? That guy is a troll of a human being. He looks like a fucking troll that is gonna eat your babies. You look like a troll that's gonna eat some babies. So, for sure, don't look like Harvey Weinstein. I hope that's his name. I'm not just saying Harvey. But, okay, so this guy, he is an awful human. There's a lot of fucking awful guys, okay? There are horrible monsters of men. You guys know Dan is one of them. He's a monster in a different way, but he's still a monster of a man. But he's not the monster like Harvey Weinstein. He's, like, just a mean person, not, like, a creepy guy. But, so there are awful, awful humans that are creeps, though. And they will do whatever it takes to get laid, even though, like, getting laid is supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to be easy, or else there'd just be too many people. Okay? It's supposed to be hard. People that, like, drug chicks or harass chicks or, like, sexually, like, abuse chicks and stuff, like, look, if your girlfriend's into some kinky shit, she wants to get slapped. For sure, slap her. But, like, if you're, like, abusive or you're, like, drugging chicks so you can fuck them, you're a monster. Deserve to be in jail or dead. But, so, you know how all the girls are posting, like, Me Too on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, whatever? It started off, like, it was cool, like, okay? Girls have a voice. They feel like now they can voice their stories of sexual harassment, which is very cool. Like that girls have a voice on a social media platform and they feel comfortable saying that. Okay, I'm not saying that that's not cool, but yeah, there's a but. I feel like the whole Me Too thing has become a trend, okay? And this is not taking, I'm not saying that girls haven't been sexually harassed. Obviously they have. But I feel like it's a trend now. And that's like the cool thing to do, you know what I mean? Or, this is gonna sound like I'm heartless, but how many of those girls are either posting it for the attention, or how many of those girls were at a party wasted with a guy who was wasted? They had sex, she woke up, didn't remember it, woke up next to a naked dude, she's naked, claimed that it was sexual harassment, or she woke up, instantly regretted it, and said it was sexual harassment. Look, if you're completely wasted, and a guy is completely wasted, and you two hook up, I hate to break it to you, but you're a fucking bitch. If you say that that guy sexually harassed you and ruined his life, you're a fucking cunt, okay? Don't do that. Don't be that girl. And I realize cunt is a rough word. It's one of the magic words that's going to get people triggered instantly. But I just feel like somebody needs to say that. So if you, look, sexual, like I said, sexual harassment, it's not a joke, okay? It's fucking awful that that happens to people. But there's a difference with being sexually harassed and making a mistake. I don't know, man. It's a real slippery slope because, like, talking about this, there's not really a good way to talk about it. But that's, like, one of the good things about the podcast that I like is that I can voice my opinion. I can voice my opinion and people will either agree with it or disagree with it and talk to me about it. Like, I know I don't get, like, the social media stuff that I want. Like, I don't get you guys talking back to me through social media, but I do get DMs. I get DMs on Twitter, and I get some on Facebook. I get stuff on Snapchat, like, hey, that was funny. I agree with you on this. I disagree with you on that. That's cool. Let's conversate about it. But it's just, I don't know, man. It's a weird slippery slope. Like, I know girls that said they've been sexually harassed. And I also know the guy's story. And if the guy's story is true, which kind of lines up with the girl's story, it's not sexual harassment or rape. Rape is a rough word. You can't, I don't even like saying that word. I'm more comfortable saying, no, I'm not. I was going to say the N-word, but I wasn't going to say the N-word. I was going to call it the N-word. But I'm definitely not more comfortable saying that than rape. But I don't know. I feel like I just feel like it's a weird conversation that needs to be had. I'm not the guy to have this conversation with somebody because I'm not an expert on it, obviously, because I've never raped a girl. I think those guys need to be put in a fucking cage for the rest of their lives because you're a monster. But I don't know. Maybe I'll get into this with like somebody else on the podcast. I don't really want to get too far into this because, you know, I like to keep it light. We just went down a weird dark rabbit hole and I apologize for that. So, yeah, I don't know. I apologize. I just had to talk about that fucking, the Me Too movement because, I don't know, it just... I see a lot of girls posting it, like a shockingly amount of girls posting it. And I'm not saying they're all liars, but I don't know, man. It's just rough. It's a weird slope that I'll have a conversation with, I don't know who I'll have a conversation with that about. I don't know if anybody wants to have that conversation with me because it's a harsh topic. A lot of people don't want to talk about it, but I feel like somebody should, so that's why I did. So if you have a problem with it, talk to me about it like a human, because I'm talking to the fucking microphone. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I just keep talking. I don't know why. I just keep talking. But anyway, back to the funness of the podcast. How about, you know, I like making fun of those fuckers on Instagram that post stupid motivational shit, you assholes. Can we talk about them? Okay. So, there's a girl on Snapchat. She works out. Are you ready for the Snapchat? The Instagram post. I'm not going to say their name because I don't want you guys looking at them or whatever. Remember, gentlemen. This is a gym post. She's like in the locker room and she's like flexing her arm, but also making sure that you see her ass. Okay? So just get that. She's sideways flexing her arm, but definitely making sure that her ass is in the picture. The caption. Remember, gentlemen, if you're thinking she's quote unquote too big, she's probably thinking quote unquote he's too small. Hashtag just saying. Hashtag strong and sexy. Hashtag gold digger. Hashtag girl who lift. Hashtag fit. Hashtag fitness. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do hashtag fit followed by hashtag fitness, you assholes. Hashtag motivated. Hashtag strong. Hashtag healthy. Hashtag lifestyle. Hashtag boss, babe. Hey. Don't do that. Don't do hashtag fit, hashtag fitness. But also, don't do hashtag boss babe. Don't do that. You're jacked, okay? She's jacked. But also make sure you see her ass. Because girls who squat are girls who win. Squatter, squat. Oh, dude, how about those shirts that say, like, first squat, then, or first coffee, then squat, or, like, stupid shit like that. Girls, don't wear those shirts. Also, girls, don't get ready to go to the gym. You're distracting me. I'm trying to get my sets, and you're distracting me. Don't want that distraction. Don't wear fucking perfume either. I'm in the gym, I smell grossness followed by a field of flowers. Is that a unicorn? Oh no, it's just that girl that gets ready to go to the gym, which is rare, like a unicorn. No, but for real, don't get ready and don't post on Instagram hashtag fit followed by hashtag fitness. You got another one though too. This is a guy who lifts. Again, post a picture. It's a mirror picture, so you see the phone. And he's flexing, but he has a shirt on. like, but you know that under his shirt, he's like flexing his chest as hard as he can and sucking in his stomach so that he looks like bigger. This is a big one though. Okay. I'm starting to realize and learn more and more each day that goes by to no matter what, always believe in myself no matter how bad of a day I'm having. People bringing me down, telling me I can't do this, do that, being negative, trying to bring me down to their level. My motto lately has been always stay humble and ignore the negativity and keep it out. I don't need stuff like that in my life weighing me down and making me feel bad about stuff. I shouldn't feel bad about stuff. What? Always keep your head up, stay positive, stay motivated, and always believe in yourself no matter. Always believe in yourself. Never quit, never give up, and prove all the negativity wrong and that you can do it and you will do it. Flex emoji, praise emoji, flex emoji, praise emoji. Okay, that was difficult to read, and I'll tell you why. Because there was no punctuation in the entire thing, dude. But also, we don't give a fuck what your motto is, unless it's something funny. But also, we don't give a fuck about the negative people telling you you can't do shit. But also, use punctuation. Hey man, you lift? Cool. Hey, are people say shitty stuff to everybody every day? Yeah. Does that make you special so you could post it in an Instagram post that's super long with no punctuation? Don't think so. You just don't. Here's how you post something like that. You don't. Okay? All you gotta post, all he said in that was keeping my head up even though people try to bring me down or some bullshit like that. Hey man, make it shorter. Okay? Make it shorter. Twitter has the right idea, 140 characters or less. Now there's people out there somehow doing 280 characters. Don't know how. Don't care. Don't care. If your Instagram post is a paragraph or like, look, I post like descriptions of the podcast. That's why mine are longer sometimes. But if you're trying to be motivational in a picture, stop. Don't do it, man. Seriously, what are you doing? What are you doing? It just pisses me off. You guys ready for some Yahoo questions and answers? I am. I can't deal with any more of this. I'm blood red mad right now. Blood red mad, okay? Can I get a wolf blood transplant? I'd like to be as close as to a wolf as I can be. Ready for the answer? Yeah, I got one. Some guy offered me a transplant in an alleyway. He says I'll soon be able to become fully a wolf at nighttime, but I'm not supposed to go to the doctor for the next 5 years because he would take away my wolf blood if he found out. Hey, dude. Don't try to become a wolf. You're not gonna. I wonder if these people are serious or not. Because if they're joking, it's way not funny. It's like way less funny than it is if they're serious. Because I really want people to just be stupid. Stupid people bring me great pleasure. Do you know what I mean? Like, I joke a lot on here. But I don't think I've ever said anything that was like too serious that I was being like dead serious about that was just so stupid that it was funny. These people, if they're being serious, makes it like 100 times better. because they're just stupid. The next one. Hey, I was wondering how I become a vampire. Lots of sites also no punctuation, so I'm going to put punctuation where I think it should be. Hey, I was also wondering how I become a vampire. Lots of sites I've been on said that you have to get bit by the number one, but I was seeing if there are any spells to become one. So, if any of you know anything, please tell me, because I really want to become one. So, tell me if you know anything. Thank you. But the thank you, guess how they did it? Yeah, you're right. T-Y-T-Y. Jeez, man. People are unbelievable. Best answer? You're kidding, right? Please tell me you're kidding. But then there's some good ones. Step 1, find a vampire. Step 2, tell the vampire that you love him. It has to be a him. Number 3, meet a girl named Bella. 4, tell Bella what you told the vampire. 5, get killed by Bella. 6, in a bunch of nines, like a lot of nines, you'll become a vampire. And that's it. You cannot become a vampire. Being bitten by one will not turn you, but you'll be at risk for infections or bleeding a lot. Some people claims spells can turn you, but I believe they only make you believe you are a vampire, like a placebo effect. Gross. Real vampires are just like normal people. They eat, sleep, marry, go to school, have jobs, go outside during the day, and die. It's nothing special. You just need something more in your diet. If you're still interested in the vampire community, though, you may look into becoming a vampire doctor, either giving blood or energy, once you're of legal age. Hey, guys. I love Twilight as much as the next guy. Everybody knows me, knows I love Twilight. But I'm also not trying to become a vampire. Because I'm a grown human. I am a grown-up. I like stories. But I'm a grown-up. So, whatever. Friday is my birthday. It's my birthday. Be 24. Jeez, 24 years old. Almost a quarter of a century. That's gross. Right? Century's 100 years. Let's hope. Let's hope I'm not wrong. But anyway, guys. Yeah, I don't know. Dan might be on for episode 50. I've had literally no requests for Dan, but I'm bringing him on because that's my dude. And I think you guys would enjoy hearing Dan. I talk about him all the time, that fucking monster, but I feel like he needs to get his story out that he's not a monster, even though we all know he is. So if you guys want to tweet Dan, it's Dan Luke, I don't know what his thing is, or like on Instagram, it's actually the same thing as his Twitter, but you guys should all tweet at Dan that he is a monster. Hashtag Dan is a monster. Okay? Hashtag Dan is a monster. Also, Sternick, I'm not coming to your comedy show the day after my birthday. Okay? I want my friends to fail. Obviously, that's a joke. But, no, I'm not coming there, I don't think. I'll come to one of your stand-up things. I want to come to one of your open mic nights. I want to do an open mic night. I want to come, though. But, no, for real. Yeah, I don't know, guys. This was a fun podcast, and then I started talking about the Me Too thing, and I totally got off the rails. Apologies, but also not, because it's my podcast, so I talk about what I want, when I want, bitch. All right, like I said, birthday on Friday. Might do a podcast on Friday if you suckers are lucky. Cavs play tonight. Go Cavs. Fuck you, Kyrie. But anyway, I'll see you guys next time. As always, stay beautiful. And peace.